folks, R-E-S-D-O-double-G here, Random Thoughts. Today I'm going to be talking about sex and drugs.
Oh.
I'm mostly talking to the teenagers out there. Because they go hand in hand together. Even the college kids, the college folks I'm talking to, goes hand in hand. And mostly I'm talking about recreational drugs. You've heard of that drug that they call it date rape, I think it's ecstasy. It's really, 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 really wrong. I mean, how could you be so hard up for wanting sex that you have to actually trick someone into having sex with you? It's wrong. It really is. I mean, sorry about that. How could you look at yourself in the mirror knowing that you pretty much raped her? Because she, you know, you put that stuff in her drink and you have your ways with her. And some people even videotape these type of things. It's such a sick world we live in. I remember one story in particular. This was a long time ago. Bear with me. There's a moral to this story. I remember, I think I was a freshman in high school in ninth grade. So I'm just chilling in my bedroom. This is in the islands, so it's hot. So we didn't have AC back then, couldn't afford it or whatever. So I'm chilling in my underwear, just listening to my music in a headphone blasting loud. You know, having some lemonade. And my sister comes home. But what I didn't know was there was a stranger in who followed my sister into the house. Because there were a gang of about 6 to 8 boys chasing this girl. So the girl ran into my house. And my sister locked the door, and all of the guys are out there. Come out here, whore, come out here, whore. We're not leaving till we get sex or whatever. So anyway, I'm in my bedroom chilling with my eyes closed, listening to the music. And I just get the sense that someone is watching me, someone is here. So I opened up my eyes and I was like, whoa! I said, what are you doing here? Who are you? She tells me the story that this one guy, SF, I won't mention his name, he was a ringleader. SF, you know, wanted to have sex with me. And then a whole bunch of other guys started following them. They all wanted to have sex with me. I told them no. And they started chasing me. So, I mean, morally, that's just wrong. So I said, well, just wait outside my door, let me get dressed. Back then, I was young, I didn't have a gun, I wasn't even into guns, I didn't like guns back then. But what I did have was a machete. So I got dressed and grabbed my machete and said, all right girl, where do you live? I said, I'll walk you home. She said, but they're out there. I said, don't worry, no one's gonna touch you, they'll have to come through me. So I go outside and SF said, give us the girl. I said, I'm not giving you anything. The girl told you no, and if I were you, I would go turn around and go home. So I said, we're not leaving without her. I said, look, if you come any closer to me, you're going to be missing a limb. So if I were you, I would stay the F back. So one of them tried to play bold and they thought I was bluffing. As he walked into me, I saw it swinging. I came very close to chopping him with that thing. But so after that, they kept their distance. And I walked the girl home. They called me every name in the book. Oh, I'm cock blocking this and that or whatever. I said, this has nothing to do with cock blocking. What you're doing is rape and it's wrong. The girl said no, and no means no. So after halfway, I'm walking her home. Yes, they all gave up and they went home. So I walked her home, and that was that. The next day, I go to the bus stop. SF is down there talking crap about me because he was angry that I blocked it because he wanted to have some. I mean, how obsessed could you be? But anyway, he's talking junk about me, saying that I probably have sex with my sister. And folks, I turned into a linebacker. I didn't watch football then, but I sure attacked this guy. I tackled him down. I mean, I tackled him so hard I bent the whole post office box that we rammed into. And I just started beating the crap out of him. A couple weeks later, they had a big jam on the court in Anna's Retreat. A jam band was playing at the time. And so he was obsessed. He wanted to get me back. So again, I was surrounded. And as I'm on the ground with him, this kid that I thought was my friend, I only found out this after. It's a long story, but I found out after that one of the kids who was kicking me while I was on top of that guy, he was supposedly a friend of mine. But anyway, I'm not here to talk about that. What was I talking about? Yes. So basically, you shouldn't be giving girls ecstasy. Girls, if ever someone's trying to rape you, what you do is you grab yourself, you buy one of these things. This is 950,000 volts. And you sock them where the sun don't shine. But it's wrong to do that type of stuff. I'm not saying that this stuff don't happen to guys, but it would be a rare occasion. Cause that would be rare. But anyway, a lot of teenagers in school, they're just so open when it comes to the sex. They don't realize that they're not invincible. They're not, they think that the disease will repel off of them and it'll bounce right off of them. They think that, or they get all kinds of stuff. They get into all kinds of stuff like oral sex and all kinds of just nasty stuff. I mean, I remember this one guy I was working with. This is disgusting. I don't even know if I should tell this story. But this one guy I was working with, he said to me, him and his girl, they be snowballing. I'm ignorant. I don't know what that means, snowballing. When he told me what it meant, that's just really nasty. I'm not gonna even describe what it is. It's just really nasty. The best way I could put it is someone takes someone else's fluid and put it in their mouth, and then put it back into your mouth. That's the best way I could put it without grossing anyone out. It's just nasty. So a lot of teenagers, they get into a lot of sex really young. And it's really a wrong thing to do. You're not invincible, and the disease will get you. It'll catch up to you. So go to school and learn your lesson. Have your steady girlfriend, or if you're a girl, have your steady boyfriend. And if you must have sex, please do it in a safe way. Don't be loose and have sex with every guy on the street. Some girls are like that. How could you degrade yourself into being, you want to be so popular that you'll sleep with any and every guy? It's wrong. Like this one girl that I knew, well, never mind, I'm not going to talk about her, but it's the wrong thing to do. So, drugs lead to sex, and then with the combination of drugs and sex, that leads to diseases. Ultimately, death. There's a grave written with your name on it. So keep up the bad behavior, and you'll see what will happen to you.